If you have ever lived in a dorm, you will know that your resident assistant on your floor can make or break your year. They can be intimidating at times, or just a complete stranger to you. Overall, there is a stereotype that an RA is someone that you should be afraid of and is just going to get you in trouble. The first couple of days I moved into the dorms at University of Iowa, I would ask my friends how their move-in days went. Most of them responded with a casual eye roll, saying that their room is right next to the RA's. I was definitely nervous to meet my RA because of how they are portrayed in movies, television, and in the general media. However, I was delightfully surprised to find that my RA is a college student just like me. She is super sweet and is always down for monthly activities or just a casual chat. So, I began to wonder what she thought about resident assistants and why she decided to become one. Why did you choose to become an RA?
I chose to become an RA for a lot of different reasons, one of them being that when I had my experience here at the University of Iowa in housing, I lived here for both my freshman year and my sophomore year, and both of my experiences with my RAs was not necessarily the best experience. I actually didn't know who my RA was my freshman year. I'd never had talked to her. She didn't know who I was. I don't think she even knew what I looked like. In my second year, I knew who my RA was, but, like, it was weird. So I wanted to be able to, like, let the first-year students have an experience where they at least knew who their RA was and would, like, interact with them in the hallway or say hi or things like that. And so that's one of the reasons. Another one of the reasons is just that I really love the University of Iowa and, like, I want to be able to have an impact in the University of Iowa, and so this is a step that I saw that I could take to fulfill that.
How selective is the process to become an RA?
The year I decided to become an RA, it was really selective. I'm not gonna, like, front in any kind of way. So the first thing that you have to do is fill out an application, and from there, they'll decide who can have an interview, and I want to say there was, like, 500 applications and 400 got picked, like 400 or 300 got picked to do the interview. And then after that, it was very, very selective. I know in a lot of the circumstances, people got chosen as alternates. I want to say they chose like 50 RAs out of everybody. And so obviously that's a pretty slim chance you have there. But also the year that I decided to become an RA, a lot of the RAs were returning. I don't know if that fluctuates with year to year, but with my year, it was very selective. It was a very selective process for sure.
Being an RA is difficult because there is a lot of pressure that comes with it. Not only do they have to keep up in school, they must also offer support to a group of 40 or 50 people and commit their time to their floors. Of course, nobody wants to be the bad guy and get the students in trouble. So, it is not uncommon for RAs to struggle with their jobs. I asked my RA, Simona, if she's ever felt underappreciated as an RA.
Overall, no. I don't feel like I'm underappreciated. I think everybody is very cognizant about the fact that of what RAs do and, like, the pressures that are put on RAs, and then also the facts that, like, they are students. Obviously sometimes you're going to feel underappreciated in anything you do. And so there are circumstances where you're like, oh, that one thing out of my whole experience, I felt underappreciated, but overall I feel pretty happy in my position here.
Would you recommend becoming an RA to other people?
This is a hard question because, I think it depends on the person. The RA job isn't fit for everybody. I know that some people, like, try to get into this job just because they know that they'll have their housing and stuff paid for, but there's so much more to it that, like, there's so much more work that you have to put into it than people recognize. And so if you are truly passionate about being here at the University of Iowa and you're truly passionate about making connections with people and creating good experiences and good environments for people, then I think it's a really good fit for somebody like that.
Simona brings up a really good point that being an RA is not right for everyone. It is much more than free housing or just looking good on a resume. It is a huge commitment that, unfortunately, not everyone is exactly suitable for. I have also interviewed another girl from a different residence hall that does not have the best relationship with her RA. How do you feel about your relationship with your RA?
I don't really talk to my RA a whole lot. I think she goes home every weekend and her doors always close when I walk by. I know when I was wanting to switch roommates, she made it super complicated, which was not fun. When we had our beginning of the year meeting, she like clearly didn't want to make time for any of us, and I really don't feel like a priority to her.
Obviously, some RAs are not the right fit. It is easy to criticize them and avoid building relationships with them. However, I think that a student will get out what they put in. If they take time to talk to their RA and actively try to befriend them, their dorm experience will be better. Their jobs are crucial to the success of a dorm, and it is important that each party can sympathize with each other. The last thing I touched on with my RA was the importance of her job.
I think my job is important, mainly because I'm like one of the first people that the residents get to interact with, and in a sense where like you are going to build a relationship with this person. And so I think it's really important to like have this positive impact on your residents that come through, because all you want them to do is have their best experience here, and you have to try to create that for them, because this place is lovely, and like you just want to be able to have other people feel that way as well.
Overall, I believe that resident assistants should be better recognized for the sacrifices they make for their fellow students. They are giving up their free time to ensure the support of the people on their floor. They must complete demanding applications and interviews and attend informational meetings and workshops just for the slim chance that they will possibly be selected for the job. As someone who lives in the dorms, I got very lucky to have an RA who truly cares and belongs here. Others are not so lucky, but that should not mean that certain resident assistants deserve any less respect or appreciation than others. I would like to thank my RA, Simona, for taking time to explain and inform me more about her job. It is a mentally exhausting task that is not as easy as it seems, and I, for one, am grateful for all the resident assistants who render part of their college experience for the university's benefit. After all, hawks take care of hawks.